the body scan. So finding a place where, if it's possible, you are able to lie down, although it's quite acceptable to do this practice in the sitting position. Perhaps finding a place where you're unlikely to be disturbed, giving yourself this time, this opportunity to simply become aware of your experience as it's happening. So often we're pulled into the future or the past, something to do. But here's an opportunity to practice simply being with what's here for you. So if you're lying down, becoming aware of the places that the body is in contact with the floor, that which supports it. Perhaps a sensation of pressure of the heels in contact with the mat, the legs, the bottom, pressing down on the ground, the back and the head, the arms laying down, perhaps with the palms facing up. And choosing whether you keep your eyes open, or if it's comfortable for you, perhaps closing them. Remembering the intention of this practice is to, as best you can, be awake and alert to your experience as it arises, moment by moment. But of course, lying down with your eyes closed, tiredness can arise. Very easy to drift off into sleepiness. That's not a mistake. We can notice that too. And it's perfectly okay to choose to open your eyes, to encourage that sense of awakeness and openness to your experience, however it is. So as you lie here, resting your awareness on the sensations of the breath, in the lying position, the expansion and the falling away of the breath can be felt often in the back quite vividly. So without altering the breath in any way, simply following the sensations as the breath comes into the body and out again. Riding the waves of the breath. And remembering that there is no special state to achieve. The intention of this practice, as with all mindfulness practices, is simply to notice what's going on through the direct experiencing of sensations through the body. We're not even trying to relax, although relaxation may occur. simply being with the sensations of the breath. No two breaths the same. Riding the waves of the breath as you lie here. Allowing your experience to be just as it is. And now taking a deeper breath. And on the out breath, moving the spotlight of awareness down the body, down the left leg, and into the toes of the left foot. Perhaps resting your awareness on the big toe of the left foot. What sensations are here to be felt? There may be images in the mind of toes. But can we actually tune in to the sensations that are here to be felt? Maybe some tingling or buzzing. Maybe a sense of coolness or warmth. As best you can, tuning into the sensations in the big toe of the left foot. How about the little toe of the left foot? Or the toes in between? What sensations are here to be felt? And there may be nothing registering in awareness, and if that's the case, then simply registering a blank. It's not a mistake. It's just how things are in this moment. Now, moving your awareness to the heel of the left foot. What sensations are here? Maybe some pressure or numbness. Maybe a very subtle sense of movement. Bringing that sense of curiosity as to what's here. How about the sole of the left foot? On the top of the left foot, the skin stretched over the long bones of the foot. Perhaps holding the whole of the left foot in awareness now. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but simply resting in awareness of sensations in the left foot. And you may notice that the mind may wander off. It may have wandered off many, many times already. And if you've noticed that, perhaps congratulating yourself, it's not a mistake. It's simply what minds do. Attention drawn off to sounds or thoughts, other sensations in the body. The mind drawn off to more interesting or exciting or pressing events. But without giving ourselves a hard time, as we're so prone to do, we simply notice where the mind has drawn off to, and then gently we can escort our attention back to where we'd intended it to be, back to sensations in the left foot. No big deal. And if the mind wanders off again, well, we go through that same process of noticing and coming back. And now, perhaps imagining you could take a deeper breath in through the nostrils, and playing with the idea of the breath travelling down the body, down through the hollow of the left leg and down into the left foot. And using the breath in this way to explore the sensations, breathing into the left foot on the in-breath and allowing the breath to travel out of the left foot, up the left leg, up through the body and out again on the out-breath. Simply playing with this idea, if that feels okay for you. Now taking a deeper breath in now. And on the out-breath, letting go of sensations in the left foot and moving the spotlight of your awareness to the ankle of the left foot. The bones on either side, the skin stretched over this joint. What sensations are here to be felt in this moment? How about the back of the left calf now? Moving your awareness to this area, maybe a sense of pressure in contact with the floor. Maybe awareness of the clothes in contact with the skin. Perhaps a sense of subtle movement, even pulsing. What's here? And the sensations at the back of the left calf. How about the front of the shin now? Skin stretched over the bone. Perhaps contact with the clothes. Taking a deeper breath now into the left calf. And on the out-breath, letting go. And moving awareness to the left knee. The front of the knee. The back of the knee. This joint within. Are there any sensations to be felt in this place? Perhaps bringing a sense of appreciation to the ability to be aware of sensations in the knee. So often we neglect parts of the body unless they cause us some problems, So here's an opportunity to be aware and give some time to the sensations in the left knee. Taking a deeper breath in now, and on the out breath, letting go of sensations in the left knee and moving awareness up to the left thigh, the heavy muscle, heavy bone, weighing down on the ground beneath. What sensations are here to be felt? And remembering there is no right or wrong way to feel. However your experience is in this moment, whatever sensations are arising, that's it. That's what's here to be felt. Taking a deeper breath in now. Perhaps using the breath to explore awareness of the whole of the left leg. And then on the out breath, letting go of sensations of the left leg. And now moving your awareness down the right leg and into sensations of the toes on the right foot. The big toe, the right little toe, the toes in between. Is there anything to be felt here? What's here for you in this moment? The heel of the right foot. Sole of the right foot. The top of the right foot. And now holding the whole of the right foot in awareness. And taking a deeper breath into the right foot now. And on the out breath, letting go, breathing out of the right foot and moving awareness to the right ankle. Sensations on the inside of the right ankle. What's here? The outside of the right ankle. What about going into the complex structure of bones and ligaments on the inside of the right ankle? What's here to be felt? In this moment. Taking a deeper breath in now. And on the out breath, letting go and moving awareness to sensations at the back of the right calf. Giving yourself some time to be with and appreciate the sensations that are here to be felt in the back of the right calf. The front of the right lower leg now. Skin stretched over the shin bone. perhaps contact with the clothes. Moving up to sensations in the right knee now. And the right thigh. The weight of the muscle and bone in contact with the floor. What sensations are here to be felt? Maybe some subtle movements or pulsing. What's here for you? Noticing whether there's any sense of sleepiness or tiredness. That's not a mistake. But always the option to open the eyes. If that feels helpful for you, helpful in maintaining a sense of awareness to your experience, awareness however your experience is. Now holding the whole of the right leg in awareness. And again, playing with the idea of being able to breathe into and out of the right leg as a way of exploring the sensations in the leg, directly sensing what's here to be felt. Moment by moment. And taking a deeper breath in now to the right leg. And on the out breath, letting go. And moving the spotlight of awareness to the pelvis. Sensation of the hip bones in contact with the floor, the buttocks. Pressing down, maybe a sense of numbness or heaviness, pressure. The hip joints, such vital structures that help support us. Giving some time and attention to this place now. Moving into the sensations of the pelvic organs, the genitals. What sensations are here? Now taking a deeper breath into the pelvis. And on the out breath, letting go and moving awareness to the lower back, an area that can often harbour tightness or tension. What sensations are here to be felt in the lower back? Moving round now to the abdomen, the skin stretched over the front of the tummy, perhaps awareness of the gentle rising and falling as the breath comes in and goes out of the body, stretching of the abdominal wall. Perhaps awareness in contact with the clothes. Perhaps moving inside the abdominal cavity now. Is there anything to be felt in this place? quite remarkable goings-on of the intestines, processing and absorbing all the vital nutrients that sustain this body. Here's an opportunity to give the abdomen some time to sense what's actually here in this moment. And now taking a deeper breath in now, and on the out breath letting go and moving awareness to the middle of the back and the upper back. If you're lying down, maybe subtle sensations of the breath experienced through the expansion and contraction of the middle and upper back. Simply following the breath in this place, allowing the breath to do what it does so naturally. Opening to the sensations in this place. Now moving awareness round to the front of the chest wall. Stretching, rising and falling of the chest wall as the breath comes in and the breath goes out. Is there anything to be sensed in the heart area on the left side of the chest? Here's an opportunity to tune into the heart. Often there's very little to be felt in this area, but perhaps there may be a glimmer of some movement or pulsation as the heart pumps the blood around the body every moment of every day and night. What's here for you? And remembering there may be nothing at all to feel. And that's completely okay. And now letting go of the heart area and moving awareness to the shoulders. How are the shoulders feeling in this moment? Maybe a sense of aching or ease, pulsing or movement, buzzing perhaps. Now taking a deeper breath in and letting go of awareness in the shoulders and moving your awareness down both arms and into the fingers and thumbs of both hands now. The back of the hands. The front of the hands. Maybe a sense of coolness or warmth. Maybe a sense of the air brushing over the hands. What's here in the hands to be felt in this moment? about the wrists and the forearms. The elbows, part of the body we rarely give much attention to. Well, here's an opportunity to be with sensations in the elbows. The upper arms now. Now holding both arms in awareness. And perhaps exploring sensations in the arms. Imagining the breath could be drawn into both arms and out again on the out-breath. And taking a deeper breath in now. And on the out-breath, letting go of awareness of the arms and moving attention to the neck. The back of the neck. The front of the neck. The skin overlying the vital vessels and structures within. What sensations are here? Moving up now to sensations in the chin. The sides of the jaw. The lower lip, perhaps a sense of dryness or moisture, perhaps going inside the mouth now and exploring the sensations within the oral cavity, perhaps a sense of the tongue in contact with the floor of the mouth, the teeth. The upper palate, tuning into the actual sensations to be felt within the mouth, how about the upper lip now, tuning in now to the sensations at the tip of the nostrils. Perhaps a coolness as the breath comes in. How does it feel as the breath exits the body? The cheekbones. The eye sockets now. And the eyeballs, an area that often harbours aching or tiredness. How are the eyes feeling in this moment? The eyebrows and the forehead. Is there any tensing in the forehead? Simply being curious as to what's here. Moving around now to the ears. Often a barometer of temperature. Maybe there's a sense of warmth in the ears or coolness. What sensations are here to be felt? And moving round now to the back of the head. perhaps a sense of pressure if in contact with a pillow or the floor. And now holding the whole head in awareness. Perhaps imagining as you breathe in, the breath coming up behind the face, the mask of the face, refreshing on the in-breath. Just playing with that, if that feels okay for you. And now expanding that sense of awareness to a sense of the whole body, lying or sitting here. The sense of the whole body breathing. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do, but coming home to the body, coming home to a sense of the body just as it is, not as it may once have been, or how we may wish it was, but a sense of awareness, and perhaps a sense of appreciation of this body. This body in its entirety. Sense of allowing things to be just as they are. A sense of coming home to the body. Perhaps a sense of stillness. A sense of calm. A sense of ease. And resting in awareness of the body. The body breathing. Until the sounds of the bell indicate the end of this practice. And the transition to the next moments of your day.